Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're here. Okay. Hope everyone's having a safe Memorial weekend. Want to first of all thank the Blue ship, you there? Kyle. Kyle, are you there? Sorry, folks. Technical difficulties. Get worked out here in a minute. Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
Kyle.
I'm here.
Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
Speak. Hello? What? Say it again. What? Kyle. Hello? Man, we're getting fucking blocked, man. Really? Now, where is this shit?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Shit, now there's a train coming. That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. I could hear you fine.
It just wasn't working. Okay. Anyway. Okay. First of all, happy Memorial weekend. Have a safe weekend. Thanks for to all the vets for their service. First of all, it wasn't for everyone fighting for our right to party or whatever, we'd all be speaking German right now. So thanks for the vets. Thank you for your service. And shame on you if you don't walk up to a vet and shake your hand and thank them for the service. Also, memorial is a time for family. It should be. Shame on you if you didn't go lay a wreath or go by a gravesite. Just saying. I want to say happy birthday to Crystal Sutton, who has been... Crystal, she doesn't look a day over 21. Happy birthday, Crystal. Also, I want to thank Gretchen Miller from Fox Television for sending me an email about a show called Utopia. Anyway, thanks, Gretchen, and thanks for forwarding information. Let me turn down the music. Anyway, this is, we haven't been on the show for a little while. We've taken a hiatus, and I got a message from Gretchen April Fool's Day, I guess, talking about somebody from myself or organization about being a show called Utopia. Thought it'd be too late to be on the show, called her. Thanks for Gretchen for accepting the call. And she's forwarded information to... Anyway, I thought it'd be too late to be maybe on the show, myself and Blue Ship. And she said, no, it's not too late. So we will... we'll get our paperwork in and whatever they need us to do, and we're going to try to get on the show, obviously, Ship. And
yep.
If we're on the show called Utopia, which you've looked into it more than myself, I'm just checking notes, see if okay, covered. What's the show about?
It's about... What would you do if you have to start over from a civilization from scratch? How would you go about it? What would you do? What laws would you make? Who would be in charge? How would it go down, basically? What they're going to do is they're going to keep it going by having people decide who's going to stay with them and who's going to go out. And whenever they have somebody go out, then they're going to have new cast members come in.
Oh, really?
Right. So basically, they're not going to have the same cast that they select now. So it's going to be like an open enrollment, and whatever they want to throw into the experiment, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people, including the government, are going to be paying attention to this. And really, all they have to do is just watch the show to get the raw data,
mm-hmm.
because of the way they're setting it up, like the real world or whatever, except with more cameras.
You get better? It said that if you could be gone for you'd be gone for a year.
It could be that's the entirety of the show. So basically the first group. Has the potential to be there up to a year, all right? But not the way that it's guaranteed for everyone. So when they, I guess they're gonna do like a vote or something like that. I haven't watched the other one from Denmark or whatever, how they do it, but it's the same thing.
Okay.
And they have a process and how they're going about doing things.
So we could be offered just like, or if we got it or whatever, I mean, you could be on for a week or 2 weeks or a day.
I wouldn't think that they would just go with a day, you know, because they gotta build up character and all that, because it's still a show, you know what I'm saying? Plus you'd have to have a chance to actually interact with the society. So, there's that.
Correct. What do you think they reached out to us to do the show?
They want someone for, I listened to what they were talking about in the interviews and stuff and the commercials and stuff. Plus, I understand what they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it. But they're looking for someone from the UFO community with a, you know, basically a vastly different belief system and behavior than other people. Plus, a lot of people within the UFO communities decide, you know, they want to do things more natural, start over, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one of the rhetorics within the UFO area, is that things aren't working the way they are, but it's not exactly the case, because most of the people think they know what they're following, think they know what they're looking at, but if you listen to Center of the Universe, you know that there's a whole different dynamic going on here on planet Earth. You know, as we continuously and will continue to cover the Archons as the culprits for all the madness that we deal with in what we call civilization today. But that's not civilization. So, and actually, in one of our upcoming episodes, I'm going to be covering the first civilization, Sumeria.
Yeah. By the way, look, Gretchen and Donna, or whoever she passed the information to, which was very nice. They're very, very nice. We want to do the show. Correct?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, we're all in. I mean, it's just, why not, you know? I mean, I'm all in to do it, so... It talks about first of all, the main two things to me is going to be water.
Oh, hey, by the way, I got a quote of the day. That's kind of lined up with what we're talking about.
Okay.
The quote says, "It's normal is getting dressed in clothes that you buy for work and driving through traffic in a car that you are still paying for. In order to get to the job, you need to pay for the clothes and the car, and the house you leave vacant all day so you can afford to live in it." And that quote is from Ellen Goodman. Speaking
that's
of
true.
Civilization, if that's what you think civilization is,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but things are going to go very, very tits up for you very,
yeah.
very soon.
Well,
so,
let me tell you. Go ahead. That's funny, by the way, and very clever, very funny.
But it's true. It is true. Think about it. It really is.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, in Utopia, first of all, you won't have money. You won't have food. We won't have heat. But see, it's not what you won't have. It's what you will have.
And that's peace of mind, because you won't have to worry about any of those things. They're just going to be there because of the way that you behave and the understandings, the fundamental understandings that you have, or you
Thank
won't
you.
Have it because you don't have any understanding
right.
and you don't want to live in peace and happiness. It's very simple.
Do
it's
I
one
want
or the
to?
Other.
Yeah,
so,
you know I do.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, I'm thinking of an old B-52 song, but you're on Private Idaho. where everything's, you know. I mean, everything can be your utopia. It's really, it's not a frame of mind. It's just, it's probably weeding out bad people in my utopia. It's people that are nice, respectful, courteous, sincere, helpful, friendly, and if you're bad, bye. All right? It's just a chance for friendly people. I have a little utopia in my neighborhood, and you know that. But for the dynamics are off the chart. I've got people around me right now from all walks of life, many backgrounds. We help out each other every day with whatever, you know. And we're talking about just being nice to people. God, that's all you really need to do. And if you're hateful, if you're mean, if you're, hey, we all have a bad temper. I get it. All right? But you know what? Don't push people's buttons. That's evil. You know? So, in utopia, can ever be friendly? It better be. I mean, why would you create a utopia where people aren't, like, accepting? And there's probably some things that, you know, that I'm not going to totally accept. But it's going to be an opportunity for me to understand on some things. But the bottom line is that you better focus on one thing as a community is water, which we've always talked about. And it's a great way to promote the distribution of water from the Gulf Coast to farmers and whatever. It could be a platform for us to discuss a lot of things, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And we really need to keep mentioning that that this pipeline has to be built or America will literally burn. You know, they can't continue to use the weather, the weather modification machines because I'm not saying this is just some for the listeners, but I'm saying it to the powers that think they're in control right now. Your machines are about to be broken with a much, much more powerful scalar weaponry. And there's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it. And when you can't manipulate the weather, you're going to have to physically move it. And it will require, in the United States, it will require every sort of human endeavor. Luckily, people are out of work. So create the jobs. You build the pipeline from the electronic industry all the way down to the security industry. And defense industry, it falls under the National Infrastructure Protection Plan when you start building it day one. So it will create massive, massive jobs. And the pay for these things is going to be outlandish because we're talking about the future of America.
That's right.
A welder is going to get paid $100,000 you know, a year.
Yeah.
To work on this thing. All right. You know, the computer technicians that are going to be monitoring the relay stations and the security and then the security contractors.
Pipe fitters.
Exactly. All of this stuff is going to be huge money makers as it's being built. And then the cost to maintain this thing is going to be stupendous. because the network is going to be gigantic. The industry, the salt industries that are going to come out of it, and the environmental industries are going to explode and branch outward from maintaining this. And just the regulations and laws, everyone's going to be involved. And it's going to be one of the greatest things that America will have done in a long time. But it is absolutely necessary to revitalize the farmlands and pump water back into the aquifers. And even those old artesian wells that everyone thinks are completely dry now, because of the desertification of the areas that are no longer farmable, can be replenished individually by this pipeline.
Yeah.
And just the jobs to maintain this stuff, okay, after a while, people won't have to pay for water. It's coming from the freaking ocean. There's never going to be a shortage. There is no supply and demand, only an unlimited supply and a finite demand. So, that's going to be another thing. Areas that are
the everybody kept saying, well, it's reverse osmosis. It's going to be a lot of salt. Yeah, a lot of salt you can use on the highways. A lot of salt you can, it's sea salt.
It's not toxic, too.
Really?
No, that when it runs off on the highways, all of those organically rearranged molecules go off onto the roadside, all right, and rather than and they neutralize a lot of the petrochemicals in the area. And it won't poison the areas for the runoff off the highways.
Mm-hmm.
Like it currently does,
mm-hmm.
And so the EPA, it's like EPA friendly. Not only that, if you got too much of the kind of salt you can't use, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Put it back in the ocean, because you got all that fresh water and stuff coming off from the melting polar ice cap, by the way, and then you're gonna realize, actually after a certain point, you're gonna realize, oh shit, the Earth is hollow because there's gonna be because people are going to be able to go farther north, now. But, that's a whole nother thing. That's gonna get people interested. And the fishing industry is going to also have, its own changes because of this as well.
Yeah.
But,
we need to make sure that there's submissive women on the show, because that's utopia for a man, of course. Right.
I'm sorry. Wait. Say that again.
We've got to have submissive women, friendly women.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Right.
They talked about that in the descriptions. That they were talking about, how's it going to be? how their relationship's going to go down?
Okay, here's how it's going to be. Never mind. Utopia is not going to be. I guess everybody has their own. In this utopia, it's about survival. All right, and water, food, whatever,
Yep, just getting it started. But if they ran a season two, then season two.
One real submissive woman that'll just go down on you in a heartbeat, seriously. God, good job. A lot of ailments, There's got to be one girl that loves to get blowjobs on the show. Period. joking, kinda. Sex is a stress reliever. I mean, in everybody's utopia, everybody wants to get laid, don't they? I mean, like, every day?
Yeah, why not? Right?
Exactly. I mean, you work hard, you know, it's just a natural thing, all right? I mean, first of all, too many people are jacking off. Too many girls are sleeping with each other. Too many people are just, I don't know. I'm probably going to get myself in trouble. Better shut up. I'm going to piss somebody off.
well, I have to laugh at this because, you know.
Yeah, my utopia wouldn't be like me and 14 girls watching them getting it on, okay? That's going to be somebody else's utopia. You know, I mean, I'm not Caligula, you know, I mean. But, I mean, sex is part of life. I mean, you know, I mean, we're going to base it on water, food. We're not going to talk about, sorry. I mean, everybody needs a mate, you know, needs a person in life. Everybody needs love, all right?
Yeah. This is true.
If it's
me, most of all.
If it's agape love for a year for me, I can do agape love for a year. I sure can. I do it every day. You know, so there's different forms of love and, you know. I love the ladies, Tom. You know that.
Yep, so do I. But in Kyle's world right now, you don't want to necessarily be the lucky lady.
What's that mean?
It comes with a life of its own. And you're not in control, ever. That's one of the things about about doing stuff like the topics that we cover, is when you get involved in bringing forth change and speaking out when nobody else will. Because they're, you know, I don't know, either totally fucking terrified of what will happen to you, or I don't know, it leaves a situation where you can't feel safe at night because you don't know what lies in the shadows. But you know something
there.
Are
you talking about shadow people again?
Huh? Oh, no, they're always there. But the thing, oh, yeah, by the way, you might want to keep in mind that some of these people, they can actually change their physical state. If you watched the movie The Men Who Stare at Goats, I don't know if I had mentioned that a long time ago or not, but in the movie The Men Who Stare at Goats, one of the things was they showed this thing about the guy, the general Stubblebine or whatever his name is, trying to run through a wall, okay?
Stop.
Trying to walk through a
Stop.
Wall.
Stop. 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 Show just ran out, so we've got to regroup and be back on in 30 minutes.
All right,
30 minutes.
All right, continue.